Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to understand what it means that once upon a time the roles were reversed. There's a piece from the LA Times. It says Democrats flip red, Republicans flip blue on one major issue. Is it permanent? The issue is Ukraine. And the issue is whether it is a vital national interest, as Governor DeSantis declared that it wasn't. But then, of course, he reconsidered, and he's fumbled the entire thing, in my opinion, and been incredibly unclear about where he stands. And Nick Goldberg writes in the LA Times that Democrats were, if anything, skeptical of foreign intervention. Many, especially in the liberal and progressive wings of the party, saw war as inhumane, policing the world as folly, and the Pentagon as bloated. Republicans, on the other hand, were more unabashedly hawkish, willing to flex U.S. military muscle and project power in support of an American-led world order. Just look at the contrast between Jimmy Carter. He should live and be well, but he was a hapless president, and he definitely did not maintain the United States position as leader of the world. He came after the Russian invasion of Afghanistan. At the very end of his term, he became more supportive of the military, but beforehand he was very much part of the isolationist old-style Democratic McGovernite wing of the party in terms of basically wanting to withdraw as much as possible from leadership against the evil empire. And then there was Ronald Reagan, who devoted his life to fighting communism. And by the way, part of that was because of his experience in Hollywood as a two-term president of the Screen Actors Guild, where he was in Hollywood at a time where there was a pro-Soviet presence. And people were attempting to make Soviet propaganda films. It was a reality. And I know that today people on the left want to say that, oh, well, people talked about the Hollywood blacklist, and they persecuted all kinds of talented writers who couldn't get jobs. And okay, the truth of the matter is that during World War II in particular, when Russia was our ally, there were movies that were made like Mission to Moscow, which viewed Stalin in a very favorable light. And Reagan always hated that because he knew what communism was. And he was always very clear about the need for the United States to basically represent civilization and decency, and to be a part of the larger world. The piece in the LA Times, earlier this month, Florida Governor DeSantis, who's expected to announce his candidacy for president, said that further support for Ukraine is not a vital interest of the United States. He brushed off the war between Russia and Ukraine as a mere territorial dispute. Last week, he clarified that Russia was in the wrong, but he reiterated he would oppose any escalation of American involvement. And given the stakes of the war in Ukraine, this is a very strange position. It does not, by the way, according to all the polls, it does not represent a majority of the Republican Party, but it represents a more significant portion of the Republican Party than of the Democratic Party. So what's with the switch? Nick Goldberg puts it, DeSantis lines up with plenty of other conservative Republicans, such as Carrie Lake, the loser in last year's race for Arizona governor, And it looks like she'll have an opportunity to be a loser in an upcoming race for U.S. Senate in Arizona as well, because she's saying she's talking about making that race. She sounded in a recent speech more like Tom Hayden than Ronald Reagan. She said in a recent speech, Carrie Lake, we are living on planet crazy, where we have hundreds of billions of dollars of our hard-earned American money being sent overseas to start World War III. Yes, there's been pushback from the Republican establishment. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senator Lindsey Graham, and former United Nations Ambassador and 2024 presidential candidate Nikki Haley, for example, are among those, thank you God, who support robust aid for Ukraine. But the reality is that the America First approach is gaining traction because it has significant backing from Republican voters, 40% of whom believe the U.S. is giving too much aid to Ukraine, compared with only 15% of Democrats who agree, according to the Pew Research Center. If there are only 40% of voters in the Republican Party who believe the U.S. is giving too much aid to Ukraine, then, especially since these polls register differently, the idea that you're either giving the right amount of aid or we should give more, I think you will find in both parties there are a significant number of Americans who believe we should give more. While these changes are rippling through the GOP, President Biden and the Democrats are swinging the other way. We'll stick with our Ukrainian allies as long as it takes, Biden says, as he gives them more howitzers, rocket systems, and armored vehicles. Yeah, but tanks and fighter jets are important and crucial, because nothing less than the American-led international order is at stake. That's what the, at least the Biden argument is. President Trump was recently sat down for a conversation with Sean Hannity, and he made very clear that he could solve the Ukraine war, bring peace between Russia and Ukraine, and do it in a day. Maybe his first day of office if he wins. This is what he said on Fox News. Listen, this is clip
five. But if this thing isn't solved by the time we have the election, which is possible it won't be, and there's also possible we'll be in World War III with these idiots that are doing what they're doing, you could end up in a nuclear world war, which will make World War I and World War II look like patty cakes, okay? This is unbelievable because we have people that don't know what they're doing. But if it's not solved, I will have it solved in 24 hours with Zelensky and with Putin. And there's a very easy negotiation to take place, but I don't want to tell you what it is because then I can't use that negotiation. It'll never work. But there's a very easy negotiation to take place. I will have it solved within one day, a peace between them.
By the way, anybody out there believe that? That he would have it solved in one day? And one of the things, again, this is why history is important. There was a previous candidate for president who promised to settle the war very quickly. He didn't. I'm talking about Richard Nixon. When he was running in 1968 for the presidency, he said he had a secret plan to end the war. But he couldn't tell people about that secret plan because that would be giving away too much. And it was widely ridiculed at the time because, come on, how are voters supposed to make up their minds? Because they trust you, they believe simply in your godlike powers, you have a secret plan, or President Trump has a way that he can end this war in 24 hours? Look, think about if he really believes that he has a way to end the war in 24 hours, he owes it to the people of Ukraine, he owes it to the people of Russia, he owes it to the people of America to sit down with President Biden and tell him exactly what to do. There is more about the shifting roles of the two parties and of the presidential nomination fight, and more from President Trump about facing some of the legal challenges that he is facing right now, all coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedvedHistoryStore.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about the change in the two parties in terms of America's role in the world, the idea that the Democrats starting back in the anti-Vietnam War era, where Democrats fully became anti-Vietnam War after Richard Nixon became president. Before that, when Lyndon Johnson was president, with a Democratic president, you still found a great deal of support for the Vietnam War ongoing that was provided by Democrats, not so much after they changed direction. Concerning President Trump, the idea that the he's critical, obviously, of the current government. He's even more critical. He said in his speech in Waco that the greatest danger of the United States was some of our leaders. And the first one he mentioned was not Joe Biden. It was Mitch McConnell, who he believes is absolutely the worst and obviously doesn't wish for him what I think every American patriot should wish, which is a speedy recovery from the concussion he suffered and actually apparently a couple of broken ribs. It was a pretty serious injury for an 81-year-old guy. Anyway, Trump, a 76-year-old guy right now, was on with Sean Hannity, and he spoke to Hannity about some of the legal challenges he faces. There are four currently active grand juries that could end up recommending indictments, all of them. All four. He could go four for four. I think the common assumption is there will be at least two of the grand juries that end up with indictments against President Trump. The one that everyone expects first is the one out of Manhattan District Attorney's Office, the one regarding the hush money for Stormy Daniels. But Trump spoke about those legal challenges and about whether it helps him or it hurts him in the campaign ahead. This is clip 11.
You're facing a lot of legal challenges. In your opinion, does this help you or hurt you in terms of your chances to win in 2024?
Well, if you listen to the fake news media, it helps. Because they're all saying it's a scam. Even people that don't like me are saying this is a terrible thing to do for a country. I don't know whether it helps or hurts. I can tell you, in my opinion, it's a new way of cheating on elections. It's called election interference. What they're doing is, if they can't win at the ballot box, because I'm leading everybody by a lot in the polls, for every Republican, frankly, and every Democrat by a lot, including Biden by a lot. And if they can't beat you that way, they're going to do this kind of stuff. This has never been done like this before in the history of our country to this extent. People are pleading with the prosecutor, don't do it, don't do it, it's wrong. Even Democrats, even people that traditionally are not exactly my fans, are saying, don't do it, because I didn't do anything wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Okay, the insistence that he does nothing wrong, that's like his line in the speech at Waco, where he said he's the most innocent person who's ever existed. And he what he meant by that is he's been investigated so thoroughly, they've gone through so much of everything. If he really does believe that this is just another way of cheating in elections, then why is he cooperating with it so well? The one thing that was most striking about listening to the speech that he delivered in Waco, and see, the one thing about these rallies is that Trump enjoys them. He speaks to the audience. He was speaking with Front Row Joe, who was this character who has gone, I believe, it's 93 different Trump rallies. He's been in rallies all over the country, going back to 2016. And he often arrives 3-4 days early, camps out at the place where the rally is going to be, so he can get a front row seat. And there were people who were so extraordinarily enthusiastic. They bought a lot of Trump gear. They had new T-shirts that were made specially for the occasion. This is the rally in Waco, Texas, that said, God, guns, Trump. I'm not sure right now with the new a return of attention to the issue of guns in America that God's guns and Trump all fit together so neatly or so favorably for the president. The difficulty is that he is cooperating with his accusers by obsessing on the accusations. Nearly all of his speech, and again, if you listen to it, it's very informative because he goes on and on and on about various scandals, some of which are not even pending in terms of indictments. He spent a great deal of time talking about being forced to disclose his tax information, which every other president has done voluntarily. With Trump, it had to go through lawsuits and difficulties. And basically, the entire speech was defensive. And yes, there was a great deal of where he called people degenerates and subhuman. He called Alvin Bragg an animal. Again, there was a lot of attacks on the people who were attacking him. But the entire subject was not what he plans to do for the American people, what he plans to do to change things in the United States. And Nancy Mace, who is the congresswoman from Charleston, South Carolina, she was on Fox News Sunday. And she is exactly right about what the Republican Party needs to do and needs to change if we are going to have some success in 2024. Here's Nancy Mace, clip 14.
Well, I certainly wouldn't be writing the political obituary of anyone who's currently in the race, like Nikki Haley from my district in South Carolina, or any future candidates, including Ron DeSantis or another constituent of mine, Tim Scott. But what we saw this week was distracting and destructive to our country. We need to be focused on as a party. We need to be like a bird dog. The Boykin Spaniel is the dog of South Carolina. We need to be like a bird dog pointing to inflation, pointing to the harm that interest rates have done to this country, pointing to the families that are living paycheck to paycheck and cannot pay their bills, talking about the immigration issues, talking about, and I haven't heard it yet, but I want to hear about what Republicans are going to do to support women in the aftermath of Roe v. Wade. I don't want to be talking about paying off porn stars, okay? As a conservative, that's not an issue that I can be supportive of. I don't want to see a drama and political BS within our party when we've got to be focused on a message. We're going to have a hard enough time. We're going to have a dogfight to even keep the majority in the U.S. House in 24, let alone trying to win the White House back.
Okay, she is right, and what she should be talking about is, especially at a time when most people think we're heading in the wrong direction, a change in leadership. We'll be right back.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The shooter in yesterday's mass shooting at a Nashville school was being treated for an emotional disorder. That's according to Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
Receiving help for an emotional disorder, but she had not been committed to an institution.
Drake said that shooter, a transgender Nashville woman, did buy all of her guns legally. She killed 3 children and 3 adults at the Covenant School before she was killed by police. Former Vice President Mike Pence will have to comply with a subpoena to testify. That ruling by a federal judge today requires Pence to testify before a grand jury on conversations he had with former President Trump leading up to the Capitol insurrection. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging President Biden to come to the negotiating table over raising the debt ceiling. McCarthy said he's concerned that Biden is putting an already fragile economy in danger by refusing to negotiate. John Schaefer, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we ended the last segment by talking about how the American people want a change in leadership. I think that's very clear. It has been a very long time, and very much including the entire Trump administration. During Trump's 4 years as president, and the American people, the majority of the American people, thought we were headed in the wrong direction. And it's true that during Trump, there were more Democrats than Republicans who thought we were headed in the wrong direction, but the overall majority still showed that. The American people want a fresh leadership, something new, something different. The evidence that the American people want to spend, the next 5 years arguing about Stormy Daniels or arguing about misplaced papers or arguing about who really won the 2020 election or arguing about, well, you name it. But the difficulty is that we're not hearing anything fresh or new or exciting from the existing Republican candidates for president. That's why one of the people who I think is going to be an interesting figure in this campaign, and I understand from inside sources that he's very likely to run, is a former congressman, former two-term governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson. And he spoke out and talked about what the American people are ready for and what most American people think we need. This is clip 12.
Well, actually, I think what the American people is saying, we do not want to have a repeat of the Biden-Trump campaign. That's not something that intrigues them. They don't see that moving our country forward. And in reference to President Biden, I think his numbers are starting to get locked in. I mean, these are very, very low numbers. But whenever you talk about the principal problem that Americans face right now is simply the economy and the inflation that is inspired by this administration. Excessive spending has led to high interest rates. So the American consumer and families getting hit by high prices and high interest rates that impact them. And now we see it impacting in terms of our banks. And sure, he took quick action, but my goodness, it all starts with that inflationary pressure from excessive spending, and he's being held accountable, as the president should, and so his numbers reflect that. And of course, then you have the challenges abroad and the weakness that has been shown. So I think this illustrates that the American people are saying, let's have a change in leadership. And I certainly hope that that's not going to be reflective of a Biden-Trump contest in 2024.
Look, I think he speaks for a lot of people. And if you look at his record as governor, if you look at the way that he communicates with the American people, I think Asa Hutchinson is one of those names that could end up in the mix, along with people like Nikki Haley and Tim Scott, and even candidates who aren't from South Carolina. President Trump was basically responding on Newsmax. He called in. He was asked about the ticket with DeSantis as his running mate. And that's what a number of people have talked about. I've written a column about it. You can find it up at our website. It's extremely unlikely, it seems to me. And this is one of those areas in which Trump, I think, is in agreement with me. He does not think it's likely that he will be on a ticket with Ron DeSantis, either with as running as vice president. Not a chance that Trump would take that. Or with DeSantis as his vice president. This is clip 7. Listen.
He also said he would not consider being your vice president in 2024. I want to ask, was that ever an option for you?
No, I never thought of it. I think that we have a lot of great people in the Republican Party. I never thought of it. But, you know, some people every once in a while mention it, but that's about it. No, I think that would be a very unlikely alliance, but you know, look, I appointed him. He was failing badly in the polls. He was out of politics. He was going to be out of politics, and I endorsed him. And he went from a very small number to a very high number, and he beat the person who happened to be leading, the Secretary of Agriculture. His name was Adam Putnam. And he went out, and he beat him only because of my endorsement. Then I got him passed in the general election, somebody that was the star of the Democrats. He turned out to be a crackhead, you know, later on, but they didn't know that at the time. And I had rallies for Ron, and we got him in. And then he, about a couple of years later, they said, will you run against the president, for president? He said, I have no comment. I said, that's not supposed to happen, but that's okay, whatever he wants to do. If you look at his record, he can't win because he voted against Social Security. He voted against everything. I mean, he voted against things that are so important.
Okay, what Trump doesn't bring up is, and he probably doesn't know, but he ought to know. There is no chance that DeSantis would be his running mate because they're both from Florida. And in the 12th Amendment to the Constitution, which defines the way the Electoral College works, if you have two people running, president and vice president, who are from the same state, they cannot win the electoral votes of that state. The 30 electoral votes from Florida are absolutely essential. What they would have to do here is get either Trump or DeSantis to legally move, to relocate from Florida. That happened with Dick Cheney when he was living in Texas. And he was chosen by Texas Governor George W. Bush to be his running mate. He actually went ahead and he took a trip to register anew in his home state of Wyoming. And what Trump would have to do if he wanted to have DeSantis on the ticket with him is he would have to travel to New York, go back to Trump Tower, where obviously he earns property and has a home, and they could go ahead and work out this constitutional problem. But the idea that Trump would had do that in order to accommodate DeSantis, who he clearly doesn't like, no, I think it's very, very unlikely. And certainly not a path to victory. And on violence, he was talking about President Trump had promised that there might be death or destruction if he is indicted. So he spoke to reporters on Trump Force One, clip 10.
The other day you put out that there could be potentially death and destruction if you were to be indicted. Today, up on the rally stage, you have video of January 6th playing behind you. My question to you, would potentially violence be justifiable? Was January 6th justifiable?
Well, I will say this. No, I don't like violence, and I'm not not for violence at all. But a lot of people are upset, and, you know, they rigged an election, they stole an election, they spied on my campaign. They did many bad things. They did a fake dossier. Mueller was bad news.
So where do you see this going?
I have no idea what's going to happen, but I can tell you that they have no case, so I think the case is, I think they've already dropped the case.
That he believes now they've already dropped the case after predicting that he would be arrested. All of this going on right now as the center of conversation is while there's a big clock ticking and we have a debt ceiling. And if the debt ceiling isn't raised, if there isn't some kind of cooperation with, yes, the dreaded Democrats who control the U.S. Senate and control the presidency at the moment, if the Republicans don't make some deal and we end up defaulting in the United States because we haven't raised the debt ceiling and we haven't gotten to dealing with some of this budget crisis, Katie, hold the door. We'll be right back.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedvid.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Look, he's the sick puppy.
Michael Medved.
And the presidential race, it's amazing how quickly it has ramped up. I mean, Trump announced his candidacy back in November. DeSantis now has a best-selling book. His candidacy, they expect he will announce sometime in May or June. It's all going forward. But what does it mean? And what is the direction? And who has the advantage? Peggy Noonan, of course, who was a brilliant speechwriter for President Reagan and a key member of the Reagan team, she was on NBC with Chuck Todd, and she asked what I think is a very direct question. This is clip six.
Well, look, the past week showed you all of the worst and most objectionable, upsetting, and just horrifying of Donald Trump, who DeSantis, we assume, will be running against. And Trump's numbers went up with the base, and DeSantis's went down. Look, we'll see where it goes. It's early. You know all these that stuff people say.
You sound like 2015, Peggy Noonan. No.
But let me throw this in. You look at DeSantis, you see his record. You sort of have one question. You have a few questions, but one is, why is he running? Does he know? If he knows, maybe he could let everybody else know, and maybe that will help him at a difficult time. Well, I'm just not sure I'm seeing why he's running.
Okay, this was, of course, what doomed Senator Ted Kennedy when he was running to challenge Jimmy Carter. He was asked on TV, why are you running for president? And the answer he gave is just unforgettably incoherent. He didn't know. He hadn't thought about it. And maybe this Peggy Noonan warning to DeSantis can get him to much more clearly focus on what it is that he is trying to offer the country that is positive and is distinctive and unique. And speaking of distinctive and unique, Andy Biggs, who is very much part of the Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives, he is a very big favorite of President Trump. He is a big MAGA supporter. He actually had the courage to appear on C-SPAN, and he got bombarded by some brutal call-in questions. Listen to the way he responds. This is clip 13.
Trump wants to pardon the traitors that have been convicted of seditious conspiracy? Come on! What the hell's wrong with you Republicans?
Congressman?
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call, and I'm not sure I understand what you're saying, but I think you're talking about the former president saying that if he gets elected, that he would issue some pardons or clemency to some of the people that were arrested and prosecuted on January 6th. Not all were convicted of seditious treason. In fact, none were, and so that's important to understand. The second thing I would say is many of them were convicted of misdemeanor trespass. And I think that's important to understand as well. So I appreciate the call.
Okay, it raises the question, really? Would the American people express the same kind of sympathy for the January 6th rioters that Trump displayed by beginning his rally in Waco with film of January 6th while the January 6th choir was singing the national anthem and he was reciting the Pledge of Allegiance? Speaking of the Pledge of Allegiance, the animal rights group PETA has deep allegiance to its own sense of what it means to respect animals and their rights. They are now calling for a ban on disrespectful sporting terms such as dead bird, worm burner, and bullseye. Do you know what a worm burner is? I don't. The campaign group PETA has a list of animal sporting terms. Golfers may see the word worm burner as just a mildly eccentric sporting term for a shot which rolls along the ground. But for earnest animal rights campaigners, it's a cruel terminology which needs to be banned. Because you wouldn't want to burn a worm? Badminton players should also never describe a shuttle hit out of play as a dead bird. And in tennis, the hot dog shot, famously used by Nick Kyrgios and Roger Federer, where the ball is hit between the player's legs, should instead be called a vegan hot dog. Well, this is inventive. And look, it's terrific that PETA believes that our politics is so well solved that you have to focus on the sports, which seem to be one of the things that work pretty well in the United States. By the way, they're not talking about in politics getting rid of the word lame duck. Is that a cruel and disrespectful word? It may be. And this is, again, one of the arguments in this election. If President Trump wins this election, he would be an automatic lame duck. Why? Because he can't run for another term if he wins in November. If he doesn't win in November, if he isn't elected this time, he can keep running until he does, or until the sands of time run out. Speaking of the sands of time, there is a new movie that actually during its first segments is absolutely enthralling. It stars Garrett Hedlund, and it is about a tutor who gets too involved with a particular client. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Garrett Hedlund plays a hotshot tutor who's hired by a spoiled and deeply troubled rich kid played by Noah Schnapp in the twisty, disturbing thriller The Tutor, now playing in select theaters.
You must be Sir Jackson.
You must be Ethan.
Oh, the kid's giving me sort of a strange vibe.
He's obsessed with me in a total stalker sort of way.
You must be a really special person.
Yeah, and this is a really special, odd, and deeply unbalanced film. The first two-thirds are absolutely riveting, with a sense of mounting dread that eventually explodes and collapses in a frustrating and illogical conclusion. But the movie does keep you engaged and guessing for its entire length, rated R for some genuinely scary violence, 2.5 stars for the impressive The Tutor, which is nonetheless undermined by its own complexities. And some of those complexities have to do with details that are not revealed till the end of the film. No spoilers here. Speaking of mysteries and spoilers, one of the questions that people are beginning to ask about Nashville and the tragedy there is, did the trans murderer have a specific grudge against the school that she attacked? We will get to that next time on the Medved Show. And what if American schools actually installed the same kind of protective solutions that Israeli schools have? The last Israeli school shooting was in the 1970s. Nothing since then. So what are they doing right that we could learn from? We will get to that next time. Also, the idea of Nashville is bracing for potential copycats because the in the wake of horrible shootings, there's often a massacre contagion effect. We'll discuss it Wednesday next time on the Medved Show. And Wayne State University in Detroit has suspended one of its very distinguished professors. Well, maybe not so distinguished. Why? Because that particular professor suggested that it's not enough to hoot down conservatives and to shut them up, that conservatives deserve to be killed. And then there is a Senate bill on the cusp of a House floor vote that would allow homeless youth shelters to avoid notifying parents about runaway children. If the juvenile is seeking gender-affirming treatment or reproductive health services. This and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.